Let's start with your injuries. Have you got any fresh ones?
No, we're okay, and Christian Jolly's going to train today, or at least give it a go, so we'll see how he comes through. So, fingers crossed, Gregor Robertson aside, fully fit squad.
What sort of session are you going to do today then?
Just relatively light, you know, it's what would be a Monday, and still, as we were just talking about the time that the lads got back and so on, training a little bit later today just to try and give him an extra hour in bed and things, but you know, it's not a time of the season or anything like that where we'd need to be doing too much. Just nice and bright, walk through a couple of points from the other night and send them on the way, get rested up for the game tomorrow.
Are you confident that your players have had enough rest?
They'll have to have had. Yeah. You know, that's the way it is. You know, Eastleigh's got the other side of it. They've got a journey up. And I presume they'll be staying over a night away from their beds. He said they'll have got to bed at a lot more sensible time the other night. But that's the situation in front of us. Not going to have any... use it as an excuse. The game's big enough. You know, get the adrenaline running in front of his own crowd, and you know, hopefully we can see the job through.
What time were your lads getting to bed then the other night?
I think the lads in Grimsby, some were, you know, 4:30, maybe one or two a bit later. So not ideal, but hopefully they managed to get some sleep. You know, yesterday realistically is a day they had to themselves. Hopefully the girlfriends, partners, if they've got them, left them alone and appreciated, you know, the fact of the job that they've got in front of them. And then, like I said, giving them an extra hour today to try and catch up on a bit of sleep.
Are you leaning towards putting out the same team again or freshening it up?
I think, you know, I've got a couple of choices to make. But overall, the team did pretty well.